From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Police in Las Vegas, Nevada are continuing to search for a motive behind the worst mass shooting by a single gunman in recent U.S. history. VOA's Elizabeth Lee discusses some of the challenges facing investigators.
There is nothing that is apparent about his actions. According to his brother, he's described as a divorced multimillionaire. The brother said he's not connected to any political organizations or any sort of religious affiliations. So those who knew him is just as surprised as anybody else, and investigators are really baffled, and that's why they're just looking through his computer files to find out exactly what caused him to open fire on the large crowd.
At least 59 people were killed and 527 wounded in that attack. U.S. President Donald Trump met with the Puerto Rican senior government officials, including some who have been among the harshest critics of Washington's response to Hurricane Maria. Trump told them he has never seen people working as hard as they are in his life. Trump used the occasion to heap praise on federal and military recovery efforts that have come under criticism for being too little and too late to save the lives of storm victims in isolated areas left without water and other necessities for more than a week. In a televised address to the nation, Spain's King Felipe VI says the state needs to ensure constitutional order and rule of law in Catalonia. He said Catalan authorities have deliberately bent the law with their irresponsible conduct. This is VOA News. 50 leading United Nations and international agencies are rolling out a global roadmap for ending cholera by 2030. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Health Organization reports cholera kills an estimated 95,000 people and affects nearly 3 million more every year at a cost of about $2 billion to world economies. WHO says it expects the global cholera situation to worsen. The director of WHO Health Emergencies, Peter Salama, says these so-called cholera hotspots are relatively small, but play a disproportionate role in spreading this fatal disease.
Just to give you a sense of what we're talking about, in sub-Saharan Africa, around 40 to 80 million people live in these cholera hotspots. If we can effectively target our water and sanitation and health interventions at those areas, we'll make a tremendous contribution to controlling this disease.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Rohingya Muslims in Bangladesh were skeptical Tuesday about their chances of ever going home to Myanmar. However, Yangon has given an assurance it would accept people verified as refugees. Mariama Diallo has that story.
More than 500,000 Rohingya have fled from a Myanmar military crackdown in Rakhine State launched in late August. The crackdown has been denounced by the United Nations as ethnic cleansing and placed a huge burden on Bangladesh. Myanmar denies the ethnic cleansing, saying it's only fighting Rohingya terrorists. The government has said anyone verified as a refugee from Myanmar will be allowed to return under a process agreed with Bangladesh in 1993. To be certified as a refugee, individuals must verify their status with the appropriate documents. Many who fled the Rakhine State have no documents, forced to flee in a hurry, and later had their homes burned. One Burmese official said that would be taken into consideration with the process. However, Myanmar has not granted Rohingya citizenship under the 1993 procedure. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Scientists Rainer Weiss, Barry Barish, and Kip Thorne, have won the Nobel Prize in Physics for their work in detecting gravitational waves. Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity predicted the existence of gravitational waves that are created anytime a mass accelerates, but it wasn't until recently that the waves were actually observed. And Yahoo says that a 2013 breach affected all 3 billion of its accounts, tripling the number originally reported. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.